Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. This week, we're going to talk about travel and new places, whether it be in your armchair or out in the world. We're going to start with some new books in. The first one I want to tell you about is Dead Presidents by Brady Carlson. And it is an American adventure into the strange deaths and surprising afterlives of our nation's leaders. And Dead Presidents takes us on epic trips to the presidential gravesites, the monuments, memorials from sea to shining sea. It's a mixture of history and contemporary reporting, and it recounts the surprising original stories of the Washington Monument, Grant's tombs, Mount Rushmore, and many more bits and pieces of curiosities. We've got the hilarious and wonderful travel writer, essayist Bill Bryson's latest book. It's called The Road to Little Dribbling, and it's Adventures of an American in Britain. He, of course, is the best-selling author of Walk in the Woods and many other books. And what he's doing with this book is he's rediscovering a trip he took over 20 years ago and wrote about in the book Notes from a Small Island. And he is following roughly the same route he took when he wrote that book. He starts in Bryson Line from the Bangor Regis in the South Cape of Warth in the north and travels around Britain, taking a look at what has changed and what's new, what's different, what's the same. It's a magnificent, eccentric, endearing, singular country that he loves to celebrate and also point out the silliness of. And so that's the latest by Bill Bryson, A Road to Little Dribbling. We have Into the Heart of Our World, A Journey to the Center of the Earth, and it's a remarkable voyage of scientific discovery. This is by David Whitehouse, and this is truly a really awesome book for planetary fans, seismologist fans, spelunkers, people into volcanoes. Pretty much what they've done is they have gone into the center of the Earth, and we watch either from what supercomputers are able to tell us about signals that they pick up from the ground in three-dimensional scans of the subterranean continent. We visit laboratories where scientists attempt to reproduce the intense conditions at the center of the Earth. We travel down the throat of a volcano and look into the deepest hole ever drilled and basically imagine a singular voyage to this enormous crystal of iron that we call the center of our incredible Earth, into the heart of our world. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with an aesthetic tour through America's food and a book called The Mad Feast, and this is by Matthew Gavin Frank. And in his most ambitious book yet, one of our more exuberant and hypnotic writers applies his stunning writing and previously wonderful research into the American palate, and he's tackling signature dishes from each state. He pulls out our cherished recipes and apart to observe the ingredients hidden within, mixing them together to create something rich and unexpected in this book. And you're going to learn about purlieu Dover cake, shave ice, rat stew, beaver tail stew, brisket, hummingbird cake, crawfish étouffée, Moravian spice cookies, and not the least to be forgotten, the Sheboygan bratwurst. So for fans of travel and food and America, The Mad Feast. And that's what we have in new at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.